You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It is Friday, November 3rd, day two of the baseball offseason, and we're talking Tigers baseball today with our good friend Jason Beck, our Tigers reporter for MLB.com. Jason, we thank you as always for the time on this Friday, and what we're doing today is kind of a look ahead, because it's never too soon to look ahead to the Tigers prospects for 2018. Obviously a team in rebuilding mode, a new manager in Ron Gardenhire, and we will get your take on what things look like for the team in the Motor City for 2018. But first of all, as we're now 2 days removed from the end of the 2017 Fall Classic between the Astros and the Dodgers, and for the first time ever, the Houston Astros are atop the baseball world. And Jason, very curious to get your take and your opinion on the feelings about Justin Verlander right now with the Tiger fan base, because obviously you're talking about one of the all-time greats for a storied franchise such as the Tigers, and a guy that was drafted and developed and became a multiple-time All-Star, MVP, Cy Young winner, pennant winner twice over, you name it. He's done it all, or he nearly did it all as a Tiger. Of course, the one thing he did not check off on his resume was winning a world championship with the Tigers. Lo and behold, following that literally last-second trade to the Astros on August 31st, he does get that elusive ring. So, again, I want to get your take on how Tigers fans kind of feel. I mean, I'm sure they're happy for Verlander because he was with the organization for so long and he represented them with class and dignity and obviously performed well on the field. But, again, to see him raise that trophy and to spray the champagne with another team, I got to think that's pretty bittersweet, too, for Tigers fans.
Yeah, I think there were good vibes going his way from Detroit. I think Detroiters would have been happy either way, because I think people forget that the Dodgers, although Curtis Granderson wasn't active, Curtis would have gotten a ring if the Dodgers had won that Game 7. And even though it's been a while since Curtis was a Tiger, I think there are still a lot of people who remember him fondly and would have liked to see him win a World Series title as well. But Verlander obviously had a lot more time in Detroit. He had an MVP award and everything. So I think the way everything came together, and I think because the trade happened so recently, because Verlander was clearly hesitant to leave Detroit for a while and was kind of hoping to spend his whole career there, I think there was a lot of fondness for Verlander. And I think there was, a little bit of, if Tigers couldn't win it, well, at least Verlander could.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that was, kind of the main feeling that Tigers fans had towards Verlander, a guy that has just represented that franchise so well for so many years. And kudos to you for pointing out Curtis Granderson, another longtime Tiger and a guy that was just, an absolute model citizen off the field. And that hasn't changed since he left Detroit, obviously, in his multiple stops since then. But would have been great to see it for him, too. But to see it for Verlander, obviously a great thing. And when he makes his return to Detroit at some point in 2018 wearing the other team's uniform, I'm sure the ovation is going to be deafening at Comerica Park. And that'll be something to look forward to for sure. Well, Jason, on that note, let's kind of transition and look at the Tigers' prospects for 2018. Obviously, a team that went into full-scale rebuilding mode, selling off multiple veteran pieces, including Verlander, J.D. Martinez, and Justin Upton, the biggest ones there. So when you look at the Tigers right now, Jason, what would you say is their biggest area of need, and how do you think they go about addressing that need or multiple needs? Do you see trades, a free agent splash, a guy from the minors acquired in one of those big trades that could step up and contribute right away? How do you see that unfolding?
Well, I think at this point, if you ask the Tigers, they'd say their biggest need is, being able to stockpile hitters in their farm system. This is clearly a team looking towards the future. And, while they feel like they have the foundation for a pretty good pitching staff in their system already, they need position guys. I would expect that they'll use the top pick in next year's draft on a hitter, as long as there's a good one available, although they, if there's a clear-cut number one pick as a pitcher, they wouldn't pass on him necessarily. But right now, they need young hitting. You saw some young talent coming up near the end. Jeimer Candelario made a good impression down the stretch. Jacoby Jones had his moments in center field. He was better defensively and offensively. But they need more if they're going to get this team rebuilt. And right now you're looking at a team that, even after all the trades, there's an aging lineup there, and there's going to be some tough decisions coming on some of these guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And, Jason, on the flip side of things, you know, it's tough to look at one area of this team and say, well, this is by far a clear area of strength. We're talking about a Tigers team, after all, that had the fewest wins in the majors in 2017. But I would think that, you know, you've still got Michael Fulmer, still got Matthew Boyd, who came within one out of a no-hitter late in the season. So can you pinpoint at least, you know, the top couple of spots in that rotation as being the biggest strength right now on this team?
Yeah, I think the young talent in rotation is there, even before you get some of the prospects along the way. Fulmer, every indication right now is that he should be able to come back well from the surgery to move the nerve around in his elbow. Daniel Norris had a very frustrating season, but the talent's still there. For all the issues he's had, he's not had arm problems, so there's still that gifted, hard-throwing left arm to count on, and a guy who's still learning how to use it and learning how to become a pitcher. Matthew Boyd was quietly one of the better pitchers they had down the stretch. He clearly, obviously had to run a no-hitter that fell just short, but even beyond that, he had some very good starts outside of that outing. And they're going to have to fill in some spots besides there. Jordan Zimmerman is clearly going to be a project to try to get him back to, you know, even the semblance of what he was during his prime years. But even he had some strong outings there. And then all of a rotation spot to fill, likely with a free agent, but not necessarily. And then you'll wait to see what happens with Franklin Perez and Bo Burrows, two guys who, you know, had some very strong moments in the second half in Double A. Perez in the Astros system, Burrows in the Tiger system, and could conceivably, with a strong year in Double A or Triple A, end up knocking on the door of Detroit maybe by the end of the year.
And Jason, transitioning now to, I want you to give me two players on each side of the spectrum here. Maybe one guy, and it's tough to pick out a guy on a team that won barely over 60 games to you know, say that they might regress in 2018. But if there is a guy that maybe had a career year or maybe overperformed and could regress, you know, identify who that guy could be. On the flip side, a guy that, you know, underperformed and is poised to, you know, break out or bounce back in 2018. Who would you pick out in those two categories?
Well, I think Candelario, while he had a very good stretch run, I wouldn't expect him to be a 300 hitter for a full season quite yet. I think the hitting talent is there, obviously. He was able to bring some of that out in an extended look and with regular playing time in Detroit in a way that he couldn't do it with the Cubs, in part because they really didn't have a full-time position for him. So I would expect that Candelario will regress. On the flip side, Ian Kinsler's a better hitter than what he showed for most of last year. And you know, I think everyone realizes that he was so far off his career norms. Now, even though he's an aging hitter now, he's going on his age 35 season, I wouldn't think that age would take away, and even just looking at the way he swung the ball, he didn't look like a guy who was falling off a cliff hitting-wise. So I would expect Kinsler to make a bounce back, and I would also expect Miguel Cabrera to be a guy who bounces back, assuming he can stay healthy. He's obviously coming off of the worst offensive season of his career, but it was so far off his career norms that even with some of the injury factors, I wouldn't expect that, for him to do something like that again.
Yeah, I mean, with Kinsler and Cabrera both, the track record is there. They've got the pedigrees for many, many years of performing. And you got to think that at least one of those guys is going to get back to something resembling career norms in 2018. That's the hope for the Tigers, as, you know, yeah, you want to rebuild and develop the younger guys, but you still need veteran guidance, veteran leadership, and veteran production to help aid that process. And hopefully Miggy and Kinsler can provide that to some degree in 2018. Jason, as we come down the home stretch here, you've mentioned a couple of guys already that have dealt with health issues and injury concerns in the 2017 season. You mentioned Fulmer and obviously Cabrera too. Are those the two biggest question marks with regards to health in terms of how they could project to perform in 2018?
I think Cabrera is the biggest question mark at this point. People are still trying to figure out if the back issue is going to be something that hobbles him the rest of his career, or if this was something that, a little change in off-season workout routine, maybe a change in how much weight he's carrying around, if maybe those alleviate the back issues to the point where he can get back to where he once was. Now, I don't know if anybody knows quite yet. I think it's going to take him going through a full routine with more core workouts and more flexibility to kind of figure out if he can stay on the field regularly. And also, if he does, what that different body frame does for him as a hitter. Can he still be that power guy that you could count on for 30 or more home runs back in the day? Or is he a guy, is he going to be more gap-to-gap, focusing on doubles, kind of a little bit what Magno Ordonez was in the final years of his career?
Yeah, and Jason, as we wrap up here, I've asked this to all the other team reporters about, kind of what category your team falls into. If you look at this team as, a wild card contender, division title, world title contender, and, I think it's pretty obvious that the Tigers do not fall into those categories. This is clearly a team that is rebuilding. Is this something of a kind of a tough balance for a guy like Al Avila with the Tigers to come out and say to the fan base, you never want to wave a white flag, but at the same time, you don't want to place unrealistic expectations upon your players and upon your fan base for a team that, without saying it, everybody knows the status that they're in. So how do you play that, I guess, in terms of, addressing the media, addressing the fan base, when you clearly have a team that is in a full-blown rebuild? I guess, in terms of media savvy, for lack of a better term, how is that something that Al Avila can address?
Well, I think to Al's credit, he's been a straight shooter on this, and it fits into the reputation he's had for his whole career, is that he's not a guy to kind of paint the air of expectations that he doesn't have himself. He's been talking for a couple of years that this was coming, and that at some point they were going to have to kind of clear down the veteran core of this team and go young, and that when they did, it was going to take a few years. And he's been, I think, upfront with fans and media alike about it. They sent out a letter to season ticket holders late last season talking about the process they were about to undertake and kind of looking at what they were hoping to accomplish with it, what the end goal was going to be. And you've seen the Tigers, I think, also turn a lot more focus onto their prospects than they have in several years. I would expect, will put guys like Franklin Perez, Bo Burrows, Candelario, Jacoby Jones, young talent like that in a spotlight that has normally been reserved for their superstars, because they know that if the end goal is winning, these are going to be the guys that are going to have to rely on to take them there.
And we saw, what a rebuild can do in the cases of the Astros and the Royals before them and the Cubs, and they've all got parades and rings to celebrate, and maybe one day that's where this road leads for the Detroit Tigers. Jason Beck, great stuff as always. We appreciate the time. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras Detroit Tigers.